Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast. We're on iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, and Google Play. Search Steve Jones Show. Drop the episodes right to your smartphone and tablets. You can listen to them anytime, anywhere. We're also on social media. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. You can always drop us a line anytime. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. And Steve, in just a moment, will be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So yesterday, the big baseball story was Manny Machado getting his 10-year, $300 million deal with the San Diego Padres. The clock continues to tick for Bryce Harper. And ironically enough, Bryce's agent is the one and only Scott Boras. Well, J.D. Martinez, his agent as well, is Scott Boras. And it was not until February the 26th last year when J.D. got his big deal. So, not predicting that we have to wait until February the 26th for a Bryce Harper big deal announcement, but just saying, may not happen today, may not happen until next week. Another price point to keep in mind, $325 million. Turns out that was Giancarlo Stanton's money that he got, a 13-year, $325 million deal. So do not be surprised, because we've been hearing, oh, what's Bryce going to get if the Phillies finally reel him in? Will it be 10 years, 310? Well, I wouldn't be surprised with Giancarlo getting 325. You know, Scott Boras always looking to make history. Don't be surprised if you see something but like 326 or 330 for Bryce Harper. But Harper has turned down multiple offers over $300 million in recent weeks. Of course, the Nationals, before the holidays, they had the 10-year, $300 million deal on the table, and they have taken it off the table since then. And for sure, the Chicago White Sox, they are out of the Bryce Harper sweepstakes. So, we just wait and see. And speaking of the Philadelphia Phillies, we will have their first spring training game of the 2019 season on Friday afternoon at 1:05 here on WKOK. So we'll be with Steve today and tomorrow, take Friday off, and be back with you again on Monday. We will have more baseball talk coming up later this half hour. Later on in the hour, 3:35, next half hour, Chuck Hixon from Philly Baseball Insider .com will join us, get his take on Manny Bryce and some of the younger bucks that are going through the Philly farm system, see if they can make a splash as we get the 2019 season going. So the Steelers are going to rid themselves of one major issue causing drama by somewhat surprisingly not using either the franchise tag and also not using the transition tag on running back Le'Veon Bell. Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert made that announcement earlier today. It was widely believed Bell could be an easy candidate for the transition tag this offseason. We mentioned that here on the show. Of the Steelers wanting to secure the running back services for one more season, or more likely, use the transition Gibson tag as a method of whipping up a trade. Colbert says that the deal can't afford, the team can't afford to use any tags as it moves forward, and that he will be an unrestricted free agent when the league year kicks off in the middle of next month. So, massive victory for Le'Veon Bell. He got what he wanted. Wanted to be a free agent, play the field, and see where he can land. Now going to basketball, Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid. He is out for at least a week with left knee soreness. Team made that announcement today. An MRI revealed no structural damage, so he'll undergo treatment and be evaluated in a week. Embiid averaging 27 points, 13 rebounds, and close to 2 blocks a game for the Sixers. He played in 23 minutes on Sunday night in Charlotte at the NBA All-Star Game. Philly now sitting at 37-21. They're in fifth place in the Eastern Conference. They'll host Miami on Thursday and Portland on Saturday afternoon. Great win last night for Penn State basketball. Lamar Stevens and Razier Bolton combined for 50 points as Penn State rolled to an easy 95-71 victory over Nebraska in the BJC. Heard, of course, here on WKOK. Stevens had a game and individual season high 29 points. Bolton, a Big Ten career best 21, hitting blackjack for the win. 95-point total, highest in a regulation Big Ten conference game in Penn State history. Also, congratulations to Josh Reeves as he hit his 1,000th career point last night. Mike Watkins also contributed 10 points. Reeves ended up with 10 points as well.
They did.
Yeah, we were talking off air about that. We knew going in which team was definitely the best team going into this matchup, and we've also brought this up here too. I mean, Tim Miles has gone with starting five, and hardly ever does any substituting. So, running out of gas going here to the home stretch.
But we'll say this: I really like Tim Miles. Okay, I think that this is the hand he has right now. Now, obviously, he recruited him. Right, I understand that part.
And they have at least two prominent players out as well, right? At least.
Well, Copeland's out. Yeah. Copeland won, but they were starting to fade before Copeland got hurt, which is, that's what we were talking about when we were out there. You could see it. And Penn State's Penn State's won 3 of its last 5. That's obviously in the right direction. So that's a plus. They're just playing better. And you notice what he did last night? And this may change, obviously, based on circumstances Saturday. We only played 7 guys last night. You get to this time of the year, you can start to shorten rotations based on how the game plays out. Because in the NCAA, and Penn State's not in the NCAA tournament, but when you look at, let's take Michigan, for example. They'll definitely be in the NCAA tournament. Right now, they are battling to see if they will be a two seed, maybe a 3 seed, but maybe a 2. He plays 6 guys. In the NCAA, he can get away with 6 guys. The timeouts are all longer. There are more timeouts because that first call timeout and the use it or lose it is always going to be a long timeout. Because CBS has to sell the time. They have to sell it. And since they have to sell it, that's a long time. So you get, and the TV timeouts are much longer in the NCAAs. Much longer. Those under 16, 12, 8, and 4s are all longer. So you can play fewer people. That's why you'll find in the NCAA tournament, unless somebody's in foul trouble or there's an injury, you don't have to go to your bench as often. It's not as big a factor. Now, there are certain players you bring off your bench you want playing anyway. obviously John Beilein wants Isaiah Livers playing. He's really good. But last night, the way the game played out, Patrick was able to play essentially seven guys last night. Rajir Bolton and Mike Watkins. The other guys, you know, came in late. Kyle McCloskey, Trent Buttrick, Myron Jones. Then he played Daniil Kasatkin at the end. But they played, and again, they hit threes. Big plus. It opens up the floor. Makes your spacing effective. And in the month of February now, they're 3-2. Now, they're going to play at Illinois on Saturday. I'll say this. Illinois is a team that just won four in a row before losing at Wisconsin. A game where 8 minutes to go in the first half, they led 14-6. The problem was not the six that Illinois gave up. The problem is they only had scored 14. They should have been up by 20 points with 8 minutes to go in the first half. They couldn't score. That allowed Wisconsin to get back in the game, and then at home, Wisconsin was able to do what they do at home. But right now, Illinois is a team that believes. And that should be an interesting game on Saturday. It's going to be a noon start, 11 a.m. Out there. I always love the 11 a.m. starts out there. How many times do you hear Penn State fans on football? Maybe basketball, I don't think about this. But on football, oh, no, a noon start. Oh, he's got a slow start. What's at noon? You do know when the body clock for the opposition, it's 11 a.m., right? They live at 11 a.m. So to them, it's still noon for us. It's 11 a.m. for them. That's never taken into account, but that's okay. Steelers are not going to franchise tag your guy, Lev Bell.
My guy. Well, he got his way, so he can now hit the free market like he wants, and we'll see if all those dollar signs that he wants, if he's finally going to get that with a different team.
He will never, never make up for the $14.5 million he lost last year. He'll never be able to make up. They didn't pay off for him. He'll never be able to make it up. He lost $14.5 million.
Okay, or he may have that perfect rap record. Maybe he can recoup some of that. Probably not there either. He's been releasing some demo tapes here and there the last couple of years that, let's just say, didn't really get any five-star reviews.
Wow. Yeah. You're mean. You're mean.
Not that I'm a top analyst when it comes to breaking down rap music, that's for sure.
Well, I sure as heck it's not me. although I'll make this joke every once in a while in practice, whether it's football or basketball. I said, just tell them at the end of the season I want my iPod back.
That's good.
Franklin always laughs when I tell him that one.
Oh, speaking of Penn State football, we've got a kickoff time for Blue White.
It's actually a start time. They're not going to kick off.
Okay.
It's going to be 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So, you know. They're not gonna. Oh well, you know they might kick off. You know what? But you know, and then the guy catches it and they start at the 25. Okay, great. I love that one. Okay, and there's only one guy back there. Remember last year they did that, and I said to Jack, I said, to be honest with you, I don't like Hamler's odds.
Of course, we'll have that live here on WKOK. We do see that it will not be televised live on Big Ten Network. It'll be on replay later that night at 8 p.m. So that'll be the first time in a couple of years it's not live on BTN.
It's all right. Yeah. You got radio.
That's right. We got you and Hammer.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Right. And we actually do the game. So instead of doing interviews, we do the game. Yeah, we did have some people on last year. Remember, we had Michael Robinson on last year. We had Keegan-Michael Key on last year. That was fun.
And Steph Wisniewski. All three awesome.
Stephen Wisniewski was there. So we got Super Bowl champ, NFL Network. And then we got, as I said to him, I said, we'd like to welcome in the coach in waiting. He says, oh, man, Steve, I love that. Waiting. All right. Coming up, we're going to have Chuck Hixon, PhillyBaseballInsider.com. Then we're going to have Steve Mears and Nate Bauer from Blue White Illustrated today. Tomorrow, we're going to bring Mark Brennan on the show tomorrow. Ooh, a phone call. I wonder if this is a bill collector. Well, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford is getting the year off to a fast start. In January, SMC was right on pace to hit their goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019. In February, Sunbury Motors will shift into high gear during its President's Day sales event. Choose from four city blocks of new Fords with savings up to $16,000. Pick from over 60 new Ford F-150 4x4s priced as low as $29,934. Deals on new 2019 Ford Fiestas are in overdrive. SMC has them starting at just $12,820. And it gets 35 mpgs. Select from over 45 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to an amazing price of $17,820. SMC has an incredible deal on a 2018 Ford Fusion, discounted down to $17,770. Sunbury Motors' goal of 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will give all of Central PA the largest discounts on new Fords in recent history. In February, SMC wants to put you into victory lane and become a member of their 1,000 Club of 2019. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
All right, great to have you with us on the show today. We should have seen the suit dancing to this at the holiday party. You remember that with the lampshade on?
Oh, instant classic, yes. Then had to sit down and take a break.
Well, I know the rest of us felt like we had to.
At that point, I went back to the bar.
At that point, I went back and I got eight drinks.
Tom Mertz, one for you. Ben Reichle, one for you. Rog, you good? Here you go.
Really, Ryan. You look like you need to be topped off. After watching that exhibition.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Here you go. Thanks a lot.
No, watching the suit dance, that did not really give you that holiday feeling. You're like, oh my goodness, this is like, it's like the uncle that shows up for Thanksgiving dinner and doesn't leave till New Year's. All right, so that's an issue.
Oh, by the way, another friend of the show, and I should have brought this up earlier this week, our great friend Steve Engel from Purdy Insurance.
Oh, sure, yeah.
His daughter Emily, she danced in Thon last weekend, so way to go to Emily.
Hey, Emily, that is awesome. Congratulations. I know Elizabeth French, who is in my broadcasting class, she danced in it as well. Emily, congratulations. You're a hero. Maybe we get Doug Birdsong to say that. Emily Engel, you are my hero. Probably wasn't a very good impersonation, huh?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
All right, next half hour, we'll talk with Chuck Hixon, PhillyBaseballInsider.com. A GoFundMe page to get Bryce Harper. Just kidding. On News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now on this snowy, icy day to bring in Chuck Hixon, the Philly Baseball Insider.com. Chuck, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. without signing anybody, and we'll say as of yet, it's really been my feeling. I feel like the Phillies have had a very good off season without signing anybody yet, and they may not. But how do you feel about their off season?
Oh, I think it's been great. I think had they not made the JT Realmuto trade, I'd be more concerned about getting Harper. But
yes.
I think that Realmuto trade is one that is really going to help this team in every area. It's going to help them defensively behind the plate. He's going to provide more offense. He's great working with pitchers, so I think it's going to help the pitching. Now, if they can still add Harper, it makes them that much better. But I think they've had a really great offseason so far.
Yeah, I also felt that the deal that they made to get Segura and the domino of now getting Hoskins back to first base, which is his natural position, I felt that all the dominoes fell into place to make the team better in many areas, including an existing player.
Yeah, it like you said, it gets Hoskins back to first base. It improves them defensively at short, too, and it improves them defensively at first. And I think Hoskins is going to be more comfortable at the plate, because he's not going to be thinking about his defense as much. So, yeah, a great trade there. And I'm really impressed with the moves that they've made, even the free agent signings. I mean, McCutchen's not a bad ball player. He's starting
That's right.
to show his age a little. But I think one of the things to remember with him is that he has never really played in a hitter's ballpark. So I'm interested in seeing what he does at Citizens Bank Park this summer.
That's a really good point. This has been a free agency season, similar to last year. J.D. Martinez did not sign until right before spring training with the Red Sox. Didn't quite get the number he was hoping for. Craig Kimbrell, Dallas Keuchel, Bryce Harper are all still out there, but Manny Machado broke the logjam when he signed yesterday. What did you think of the Machado contract of 10 years, $300 million, but an opt-out after year five?
That's becoming a thing in baseball, and players are starting to look at that. And for Machado, it makes a lot of sense because, after 5 years, he'll be 31. So he could still have a few more good years left in him. And if the Padres aren't contending, he can still get himself to a contender and still get a good chunk of money. If the next 5 years don't go well, he can say, well, I'm just going to stay here and collect the rest of my money. It's not that great for the team, but it can be great for the player, especially a guy as young as Machado.
Well, it's interesting because, obviously, Martinez can opt out after this year with Boston. David Price could have opted out, and he looked around and said, I'm not going to get $31 million anywhere else, and he stayed. That's what I found interesting is that you've got a guy that's already looked at his opt-out and said, no, not in the current market. Also, there's another part. And the number of players in baseball that are 33 or older is down 26%. You mentioned Machado would be 31 at the after year five. How important is that part these days that you're seeing more and more youth because of the analytics-based organizations in baseball?
Teams are putting a premium on young players. One of the reasons why free agency is down is teams are valuing young prospects more than they have in the past. I mean, look at the Yankees. The Yankees have been holding on to prospects and developing a homegrown lineup. And years ago, you never saw that. If you were a Yankees prospect, odds are you were going to spend most of your career somewhere other than New York.
Yeah.
Because they were looking for free agents and they were looking for trades. So that's one of the reasons that free agency is down. And, when you look at the opt-outs on a guy like Machado, keep in mind there's going to be a new collective bargaining agreement in a couple of years. So nobody right. knows what the free agent environment is going to be like at that point. So it's a way of hedging his bets, because if it's a pro-free agent market, like I said, he can still hit the market, and he's still 31 and can still get a pretty good deal. And if not, if it's the same type of climate as you've got now, then maybe he just stays put.
All right, so what's your feel with Bryce Harper? He's still sitting there. Obviously, the Phillies are still sitting there, and it doesn't necessarily mean he goes to Philadelphia. It also doesn't necessarily mean he gets the same money Machado did. Any gut feel just watching how it's playing out?
I really think that right now Scott Boras is telling teams, you've got to top Manny Machado. I think that really when you look at it overall, Harper is the better offensive player. And I really think that they're going to want to top that Machado contract. Otherwise, you kind of get the feeling of, what was all of this for? So that's going to be the key. And I've heard reports that the Phillies have offered 10 years, $310 million. It may take more than that. I think one of the bars could be $325 million and make it the richest contract, free agency contract, to have been given. That's going to be interesting to see. So I think they're going to have to pony up a little more money. I still think the Phillies are the front runners. The Giants and White Sox are still in it, but neither of them wanted to go $300 million on either player. So I really think it's going to come down to the Phillies, but my concern is if it's taking him this long to decide and the Phillies have been the front runner the whole time, does he really want to be in Philadelphia? That would be my concern. If through the whole offseason you've got a team that's offering you $300 million, which is what you want, and you're not taking it, there's something there that concerns me a little bit.
Is there fear you're competing against yourself? Maybe they're not offering big money. You're out there trying to spin your wheels, and you're competing against yourself in terms of the number you get. You're offering him.
No, that's one theory, apparently with Machado, his agent called the Phillies and said, look, we've got 10 years, $300 million from the Padres. If you beat that, we'll come to Philadelphia. And the Phillies said, no, thank you. So the Phillies, even though they said they've got this stupid money to spend, they're not being completely stupid. They're hanging on to some rationale. I know Buster Olney thinks that in his mind, Scott Boras still thinks that he can get $400 million for Bryce Harper, and I think that is completely ridiculous. I don't see any team going to that level on Bryce Harper, but free agency right now is a mess. This is not good for baseball. Teams are in training camp. Spring games start on Friday. And you've still got major free agents that are sitting out there unsigned. It really is not good for baseball. I would like to see them say, look, I know that the collective bargaining agreement ends after 2021, but let's open it up now and let's start looking at it now because this isn't working. There are a lot of problems with baseball, and I really think that they need to delve into this, or in a few years we could be looking at a work stoppage.
I agree. Here's another issue. Let's look at it from the management point of view. The Machado contract, let's just base this on $206 million. So let's use this, the $206 million as the threshold as a salary cap, just for the sake of arguing, because I don't know what the Padres' payroll is. Just out of $206 million, Manny Machado would make up 14.5% of that right now at $30 million per year.
There's
going to be, and let's use the analytics formula. You're going to pay 14.5% for four at-bats and four plays in the field per night.
it's kind of scary, isn't it? And, you look at the Washington Nationals. They're supposedly one of these teams sitting on the periphery of Harper.
Yes.
But if they sign him for that kind of money, they're going to be over the luxury tax for years to come.
Right.
And, they're going to be giving up a lot of money. Plus, they've got a young player, Anthony Rendon, who is a free agent after this coming season.
Yes,
so how do they then re-sign him? It could really put them in a bind for years. And, the owners have got to be smart about this. And I know the players keep talking about collusion, but you look at a team like the Washington Nationals, they would literally be mortgaging their future to sign a guy like Bryce Harper at this point. And you know, that's a tough decision to make. So baseball needs to do something. Matt Klentak at the press conference the other day kind of alluded to the fact that he would be pro-salary cap, and he would also be in favor of what the NBA and the NFL have, which is a free agent signing period. So you get everything done, say, by Christmas. Right. You know, and I would be in favor of that, too. You know, and again, looking at it from the management side, wouldn't they have loved, you know, wouldn't the San Diego Padres have loved to have Manny Machado jerseys on sale for Christmas?
Right. Exactly.
You know, I mean, there's right. marketing gone wrong.
Exactly, right.
I think it makes sense to change things.
Which prospects are you interested to see how their spring training plays out because they could play a role for the Phillies this year?
First name that comes to mind is a left-handed starting pitcher, Cole Irvin.
Yeah.
He did great things at AAA Lehigh Valley last year. The only reason that he didn't come up to the majors was because he wasn't on the 40-man roster, and they didn't need to protect him this year, so they didn't kind of waste a roster spot. They could protect one other player. But he is going to be pitching their spring opener on Friday.
Okay.
And I think that they're going to take a nice look at him. Right now they don't have a left-hander for the rotation. I think he is definitely one of the guys that you want to watch for going forward and see what he does this spring. He could conceivably jump into the Phillies rotation.
Okay. After Irvin's, is there somebody else, maybe a position player, that could be an important gap filler as time goes?
Well, nobody that really is right, you know, ready this year that I think could really make a difference for you. But they've got some guys like Derek Hall, who is a young first baseman,
yes.
real good bat. I think that he's a guy to watch. You know, they've got a couple of good young catchers like Davey Grujon, but again, he's toward the lower part of the minors.
Yes,
he is. Right now, those are positions they don't need. But they can always use those guys for deals and get other parts.
See, that's where the real Mewtwo thing comes in. They have mm-hmm. they have tagged themselves with a really outstanding talent that can be there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's the best catcher in baseball. And
yes.
you know, like you said, he could be there for a while, and he's already said about how excited he is to be in Philadelphia, and he loves the environment there. And you know, again, talk about another guy who's never played in a hitter's ballpark. He
right.
was in Miami, which is not a hitter's ballpark, and he
no.
still put up big numbers. You know, I don't think it's out of the question that they wind up signing him long-term at some point. So, you know, they really could be developing something here for the future that is going to be very good. You know, and then they've got guys like Adam Haseley. You know, who was a draft
yes.
pick a couple of years ago, who was playing really well.
Yep.
Alec Bohm, who was the first-round
yes.
draft pick this past summer.
Yeah. You know what? I saw – you know what, Chuck? I saw a lot of Haseley because obviously I do the State College Spikes game, so they play the cross cutters. Loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he was terrific. I didn't like Bohm.
Too straight up and down,
and you
yeah.
know what? He doesn't – and he doesn't move well laterally at third base.
Yeah, Bohm is going to be a little bit more of a project, but the essentials are there, and I think he's going to improve. You know, I kind of compare him being a guy kind of like a Mickey Moniak, not taking as long as Moniak has to start to show something, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. he's going to need some work. You know, and Moniak is another guy that is starting to come around a little bit. For a while there, it looked like he was going to be a complete bust, but he started to play a little bit better last season, and he's reported to camp in really good shape, and it seems like he's a young guy that's really starting to put it together.
On a lousy day, it's always great to talk a little bit of baseball, and even though the Stadium Series is going to be in Philadelphia this weekend, it's still great to talk baseball. Chuck, thanks so much.
All right. You take care. You enjoy the weather as far as you can.
I sure can. Thanks. Chuck Hixon joining us, PhillyBaseballInsider.com. Boy, Gale has a lot of great information there. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our great friends at Sunbury Motors. So we guess that Kyle Alexander is still in the building. News staff is still in the building.
Correctamundo. Busy, busy.
You, of course, always out there throwing the heavy innings. We can always count on you for a complete game all the time.
I'd rather stay here than go home and take care of the driveway tonight. My goal is to be home and in the living room, TV on, 9 o'clock for Carolina Duke tonight. So
I already did mine, but I'm going to have to go out and redo the bottom because of the plow went by. So I'll have to do that, but that won't take too long. And then there's one other person in the building. So for anybody that needs to stop by, all right, if you could delay it for just maybe 24 hours until Sammy's back there.
Right.
Because right now, I can tell you right now, that individual will scare the living bejesus out of you. Okay? So, you know how every company sits there, you know, it's that first impression. Right now, we're not doing that. Roger, no offense, Roger. At the moment, on first impressions of the front desk, we're a big fail. I thought Chuck gave us some great information there. Cole Irvin's, it's interesting that we'll get to hear that start on Friday here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, that he's a guy that it was the first guy he was thinking about when I said, who are you looking at among the prospects? It's one thing to get excited about, could you sign Bryce Harper or not? I get that. But there's a reality. At the moment, he is not on the roster. He is not a member of the team. He could end up being someplace else. So what do you have right now that gets you excited? So what gets you excited right now is I thought the Segura deal was huge. I had a great talk with Tommy McCarthy about this. When Tommy was here, I want to say Tommy was here about a month ago, and we talked for about an hour. And he loved it. I said, the Segura deal looks awesome. He goes, oh, he says, Segura's going to help them offensively. Segura's very good defensively. Terrific player. Getting Hoskins back to first base. Sean, I think that's actually going to not only help them defensively, but I think it's going to make Hoskins a better player. I think he's going to be a better hitter because he's playing his natural position, and now he's doing something that's second nature to him, which then allows him to relax a little bit and then lock in on the hitting part. I think he might actually be a better offensive player because now he's playing his natural spot. McCutchen helps. But the Realmuto trade, San Diego gets Machado. We don't know where Harper's going. But if you had to pick a third guy that gave you the wow factor in an acquisition, it was JT Realmuto. That's what I thought going in. It's like, I mean, those three guys are the guys you looked at and go, okay. Because it looked like Realmuto was going to go to Milwaukee. And the Phillies pulled it off. Interesting.
And one guy we haven't mentioned, and you guys didn't with the conversation with Chuck, with David Robertson coming over from the Yankees to the Phillies for that 2-year deal. So it's just going to be curious if he's pitched the eighth, or is he an absolute true closer for the ninth?
Robertson, when he has been a setup seventh, eighth inning guy, he has been really good. But remember, the White Sox signed him as a closer. Remember that? And it didn't go well. If the Phillies want to try him there, fine. But I think he's already proven over time where his confidence happens to be, and that is in setting games up. Because I thought Robertson pitched well for the Yankees last year. But again, he didn't have to close. When he was in Chicago and he had to close, he struggled. So that would be my one question mark about him. Nate Bauer, final half hour on Penn State from Blue White Illustrated. Next half hour, Steve Mears, the TV voice of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.